Today's daf is Sukkah daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechta Sukkah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Moshe Abba ben Devora. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So Masechta Sukkah doesn't really require much of an introduction. So just very briefly, as we've been learning Yuma for such a long time, just to reacquaint with ideas that we're all very, very familiar with. So Sukkis is one of the Shalish Regalim. It starts on Tesvav Tishrei. It's 7 days. The two primary mitzvahs hayoim on Sukkis are, number one, there's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. Number two, there's a mitzvah to take dalet minim. Stating that, there's actually a difference between the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of dalet minim. The mitzvah of sukkah, one has to observe all 7 days, midday raisa. It says in the Torah, besukkas teshvu shivas yomim. The mitzvah of dalet minim, we take 7 days. But midday raisa, it's really only one day. Ulakachtam lochem b'yoyim harisha. The fact that we take the dalet minim, the rest of Yontif, was one of the takonis that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted after Churban Bayis Sheni. But in short, all it is a din derabbanan. Now, the truth is that there was a mitzvah of taking dalet minim midday raisa for 7 days, but that was only in the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Torah, smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Chazal had a mesorah that was smachtem wasn't just bibesimcha, but it meant dalet minim. And lefnei Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to take dalet minim 7 days. So sukkis, both in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash, every year, no matter where he is, has to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. Dalet minim, midday raisa, it's really only one day. The rest of Yontif, it's only a derabbanon. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was 7 days. In fact, Tosfos in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, brings that there was a minhag in Klal Yisrael that after a Yid would take his Dalet Minim on Sukkis, he would say a tefillah, Harachamon hu yachzer lanu avoydes Beis HaMikdash l'mkoyma b'nheira b'yameinu amein tzela. The very tefillah that we say after we count Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Bishleim Sfiras HaOmer. Today, the mitzvah that we have is only a remez, ben benoy shel remez, for what the mitzvah really was. The real mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is related to the Karban HaOmer. We don't have a Karban HaOmer today, but we have Dalet Minim. The teretz is because the Dalet Minim that we have, the rest of Yontif, is only a derabbanon. And harachamon hu yachzer lanu avoydes Beis HaMikdash l'mkoyma, that will have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim for 7 days. But this is raid that's going to play itself out in some of the sugyas, and Yetz Hashem coming up. Now, the last two Masechtas, we learned Psachim and Yuma had a huge Kachim component. And that is Psachim, there was a Karpin Pesach, and Yuma, as we saw, the centerpiece, Bizman Shemes HaMikdash HaYekayim, was the Avoida that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. Sukkah, not so much Kachim. In fact, very, very little Kachim. Stating that, there was a unique Avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkahs, and that was the Avoida of the Nisuch HaMayim. And when the water was poured on the Mizbeach, it was a very big deal. We'll learn the sugyas towards the end of the Masechta to try to understand a little bit why. But it was a very big deal, so much so that they made such a simcha, what we know today as the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where Chazal say that if somebody didn't witness the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Leira Simcha Meyamav. Additionally, there were special karbonos that were brought on Sukkis, not nearly as dramatic as on Yom Kippur. Specifically, there were 70 bulls, there were shivim parim that were brought on Sukkis. In addition, whenever you talk about Sukkis, we have to acknowledge Shmini Atzeres. The Shmini Atzeres is really the 8th day of Sukkis. And there was a little bit of a confusion. Is it part of Yontif? It's not part of Yontif. Now, the truth is, there's different menhagim in Klal Yisrael. Do you sit in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, or do you not sit in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? But that's only in Chutz La'aretz, and that's only because the 8th day might really be the 7th day. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's no confusion. Nobody sits in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. Stating that, there is an idea in Chazal that Shmini Atzeres, on some level, is related to the Yontif of Sukkis. Regardless, again, these are all ideas that we're very, very familiar with. And on that note, just to jump into one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. Up the Mishnah. Sukkah, she gavoyah l'mayla mi'asra ma'am psula. Sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, meaning the walls of the sukkah, the schach is more than 20 amos tall, is a pasul of sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's kosher. If the walls of the sukkah are less than 10 tfachim tall, or the sukkah has less than three walls, it has two walls, it has one wall, if there's schach on top of the sukkah, but the schach doesn't cover the entire sukkah. In fact, the schach is so thin that there's more sun in the sukkah than there is shade. Says the Mishnah, psula, it's going to be possible. In other words, the Mishnah gave us a kitzur shulchan aruch of hilchas sukkah. Number one, the sukkah can't be more than 20 amos tall. Number two, the walls of the sukkah have to be at least 10 tefachim. It has to have three walls, and there has to be enough schach that it's going to be not chamasa Miruba Mitzilasa. Zok the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in another Mishnah. Now, Tanan Hasam always means we learned over there. There means something else in every Gemara. Over here, it's Erevin Daf Beis. Mavu Yishuhu Gevaya Me'esrim Ama Yemain. So without reintroducing Masechtas Erevin, the context is there was a Mavoy. A Mavoy that was closed on three sides, an alleyway. On one side, it opens up into a Rishus Araba. Midday Raisa, you're allowed to carry there. Because Midday Raisa, if an area is surrounded on three sides, it has a din of a bona fide Rishus Hayachid. So if you can count in, you can carry in your living room, you're allowed to carry in that Mavoy. Stating that, because on one side it's exposed to a Rishus Arabim, Chazal were a little bit concerned, and they said, don't carry unless you make a hacker. Unless you put something there to identify that this Mavoy is not really part of the Rishus Arabim. So what do you put? Either a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is just a pole. A kaira is a crossbeam that would go on top of the entrance of the Mavoy. So the Mishnah is discussing someone that's fixing his Mavoy using a kaira. So the Mishnah says, if the kaira is more than 20 amos from the ground, you might. You have to make it a little bit lower. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to. In other words, this halacha is very similar to the first halacha, Masech the Sukkah. Sukkah she gevoya l'mayla miyasir mam is a problem. Mavli she gevoya l'mayla miyasir mam is also a problem. But the Gemara picks up on a very subtle dig. Sukkah she gevoya l'mayla miyasir mam, says the Mishnah, psula. Mavli shehu gevoya l'mayla miyasir mam, yema'et. Freit the Gemara, maishna gabi the sukkah the tani psula, maishna gabi mavli the tani takanta. Why is it that regarding sukkah, the Mishnah said it's pasul? And when it comes to mavli, the Mishnah said yema'et. Meaning, pasul means if you want it to be okay, you have to make it a little bit lower. Yema'et means that if you're not yema'et, it's probably going to be pasul. So really, the Tana that said pas psula and the Tana that said yema'et are saying the same thing. But for whatever reason, one Tana chose the word psula, and the other Tana chose the word takanta, and the question is why? The Gemara says two terutzim. First there it says, sukkah deiraisa tani psula. Sukkah is a din deiraisa, like we mentioned. But sukkah's teish for shivas yamim, that's a biblical obligation. A yid has a chiyum deiraisa to sit in a sukkah. So whenever you talk about a sukkah, you're discussing a din deiraisa. By a din deiraisa, it makes sense to use the word psula. Mavoi derabonan. The whole institution of kaira is a derabonan, because a mavoi, again, is where the area surrounded on three sides, which means midday raisa to Rishus Hayachid. It's only midday rabbanan because it opens up into a Rishus Rabban that they want you to do something. So the whole mavui, the whole kaira, this whole discussion is a rabbanan digger discussion. Being that it's a rabbanan digger discussion, the proper word to use is not psula, but rather the proper word to use is takanta. Now the question is why? So Rashi says that the word psula, grammatically speaking, seems to suggest something that you know already is not okay. Like, you know it's not okay for the sukkah to be too tall. I'm telling you now, if it's too tall, it's going to be pasul. So Rashi says, when you're handling a deraisa, so the din pre-existed the Mishnah. Because it pre-existed the Mishnah, so presumably people know about the idea. Then Eli, you can say psula, you should know. FYI, if you do it, it's a problem. It's not going to be okay. Mavli is a din derabanan. So the assumption is that no one knows that a kaira can't be more than 20 amos tall. Really, this Tana, the Mishnah in the beginning of Erevin, is the one that's introducing this idea. Being that it's not something that was already known, it's pre-introduced in Hilchas grammar of the Tana of the Mishnah that speaks b'derech k'tzara, the right way to say it is not by saying psula, the right way to say it is takanta. Ibai say what the Gemara says, a more simple teretz, and that is b'day raisa nami tomi takanta. Maybe the right way to have said it was takanta. Meaning, you can say psula, you can say yemait. It makes more sense to say yemait. If that's the case, how come by sukkah we said sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasir mama psula? Why do we say yemait? Says the Gemara, because miu sukkah denafish milei pasuk v'tani psula. Because sukkah, the Mishnah said a lot of different halachas. So being that it said a lot of different halachas, it chose to use the word psula. Mavui t'loy nafish milei tani takanta. As opposed to mavui, where it's just one halacha, we mention takanta. In other words, the Mishnah by mavui mentions one halacha. a mavui that's more than 20 amas tall, yamayit. Okay, you could have said psula, could have said yamayit. Either way, it would have been one word. The question is which word to use. Apparently, the Tana thought the right word to use is yamayit, because yamayit is takanta, and it makes more sense to use the word takanta. But let's say the Tana of our Mishnah would have been thinking takanta. So he would have had to say like this: Sukishin gavoy lamay lamiyaser mama yamayit. V'sheinu gavoy yasar etvachim yagbia. V'sheinu shalish defadnois yosef doifen. V'shechamasim ruba mitzalasa yar beschach. So now we're doing a lot of talking. So in the spirit of trying to be makatzer in the Mishnah, it made more sense in our Mishnah to say the word psula simply because it's one word that fits all. You say the word psula, it captures everything that the Mishnah needs to capture, regardless. The first halacha of the Mishnah was sukkashi gavoya lemaila meyasrim ama psula for Rabbi Yehuda Machsha. But the Chachamim Shita is that if the schach of the sukkah is more than 20 yamas above ground, it's possible. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do you know that? Omar Rab, so Rabbi said the Omar Kratz learned out from the definitive pasuk in the world of sukkah. It says, L'man yedu dayre seichem, ki basukkah is hashafti es b'nei Yisrael. The reason we sit in a sukkah is so that the future generations will know, ki basukkah is hashafti es b'nei Yisrael. That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they sat in sukkahs. Darshan Rabba ad esrim ama adam yadeh shu dar b'sukkah. If a person is sitting in a sukkah and the schach is not 20 amas tall, so adam yadeh shu dar b'sukkah. He looks up, he sees the schach, he knows that he's sitting in a sukkah. L'maylam yasrim ama, but if it's more than 20 amas tall, ain adam yadeh shu dar b'sukkah. Person doesn't really feel like he's sitting in a sukkah. Mishum d'loy shalta ba'eino. Because more than 20 amas tall is not an area that people typically see, and because of that, he doesn't feel the sukkah, because he doesn't see the schach, and it's a violation of this idea of l'man yedu d'reisechem ki b'sukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael. You have to feel like you're sitting in a sukkah. Now the truth is, Rabbi said a few chedushim. Pashup shot. Number one, the pasuk that says l'man yedu d'reisechem, what does that mean? It's the reason we sit in a sukkah. We'll talk about that in the raid. The reason a yid sits in the sukkah is so that the future generation should remember that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they sat in sukkahs, whatever that means, machloikis. But the point is, king the sukkahs they shafti es b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi's teaching that in addition to the pashup shan and the pasuk is coming to teach me a halacha. That when you're sitting in a sukkah, l'man yedu d'reisechem, you have to know that you're sitting in a sukkah. Okay, how do you know you're sitting in a sukkah? Look around. You'll see you're sitting in a sukkah. So grab a nach hachiddush. You know what the sukkah is? You know what the ikra of the sukkah is? And this is a chiddush that's going to repeat itself many times. The schach. So if I'm looking around and I see the walls, and I see nice sukkah on the wall, I don't see the sukkah. If I see the schach, that's when I see the sukkah. Because Rashi says the ikra of the sukkah is the schach. So if the schach is within 20 amis, you may look up and you see it. More than 20 amis, you're not going to see it. And because you're not going to see it more than 20 amis, it's loy shalta ba'eino. So for that reason, it doesn't comply with l'man yedu d'yrei seichem. And says Rabbah, that's my reason that a sukkah shigavoy l'maylam yetzer mamas p'sul. Rabzeira said a different shot. He said it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, v'sukkah tiel litzel yoimam mechoyrev. Now this pasuk is Yeshaya Perek Dalet. And this has nothing to do with the mitzvah of sukkah, but the sukkah that Yeshaya was prophesizing about was a sukkah that would be built lost of loving, that would protect the Yidden from all the tzaras. It's related to the gula asida, but the pasuk describes the essence of a sukkah. A sukkah, tiel itzel yoyma. Now we said, what's the essence of the sukkah? It's the schach. What does the schach have to do? It has to be tiel itzel. It has to provide shade. So Rav Zeri made a cheshbon. He said, "Ad asramam up until 20 amis, adam yoyishav etzel sukkah. If you're sitting in a sukkah and there's walls and there's schach and you're protected from the sun." So he says, if the schach is within 20 amis, the assumption is that the schach is what's providing the shade. If the walls are so tall that they're more than 20 amis tall, then the assumption is ein adam yoyishav etzel sukkah. At that point, it's not the schach that's providing the shade, but rather it's the walls that are providing the shade. And that's a problem. Because the sukkah has to be providing shade. The sukkah, tiel v'tzel. And again, Rav Zeir is also saying a chiddush. Because Rav Zeir is taking a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Dalet that has nothing to do with the yontif of sukkahs, and he's applying it to Hilchah sukkah. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, no less. But at the same time, the sukkah tiel itself, Rav Zeir understood, means that is what a sukkah does. So he says, up until 20 amos, the schach is providing shade. If the walls are so big and you're within those walls, at that point, the walls are going to be providing the shade. So I told Rav Zeir, El Miata, I want to ask you a question. Let's see, somebody would make a sukkah in a valley, in between two mountains. Over there, you're sitting, there's no shade. There's no shade because of your schach.
let's be honest, if there was no schach, there would also be no shade. You're surrounded by mountains. The mountains would be protecting you. Meaning, if Rav Zeris writes at Abaya, to have a sukkah to you, the schach has to provide shade, such a come at a very big chiddush. Not only a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasur mamas psula, but if somebody makes a sukkah ba'ashtereis kernayim, it also should be possible. Amalei, so Rav Zeris told him back along this. He said, hossam over there, dal ashtereis kernayim, ikas al sukkah. What would be if you removed the mountains? If you took the mountains away, would there be shade? Yeah, of course, you have a proper sukkah. It's a nice, beautiful sukkah. Narbas, you're lodged in between mountains. But if you took the mountains away, I mean, if the sukkah in a vacuum, the schach is really providing shade. But hocha over here, when you have walls that are lemayla meyasimam, odal defanos, if you take the walls away, what's going to happen? Like it's hell sukkah. Your vait are not going to have any shade. Why? Because if you have no walls, you're not going to have shade. The point is, the sukkah in a vacuum doesn't have the ability to provide shade. Where the sukkah is ba'ashteris kernayim, even if the schach is not providing shade, lemaisa, but it has the ability to provide shade, move the sukkah and you're going to have shade. But over here, where it's the sukkah itself that's the issue, you can't remove the walls, and as a result, this sukkah is not going to be a kosher sukkah. Rava said a third pshat. He said, why is it that a sukkah shingavoy l'mayla miyasur mam is possible? Because it says in the Torah, basukkah is teishvu shivas yom. And Chazal say, Amra Torah, kol shivas yomim tsei midiras kva, v'shev midiras arai. Ordinarily, a person lives in his permanent residence, in his diras kva. But for 7 days, the mitzvah of sukkah is, leave your diras kva, and you should go into a diras arai. Said Rava, again a chiddush. Ad esrim amma, up until 20 ames, adam oise dirasai dirasaroi. A person makes his sukkah dirasaroi. Meaning, if you're going to make a dirasaroi, no less for 7 days, so you may make it up to 20 ames. That's a big tircha for a dirasaroi. 20 ames, approximately 40 feet tall. But it's possible. We've heard of things like that. However, if it's more than 20 amas, nobody will ever make his dira a dira saroi, el a dira skva. It's for sure going to be a dira skva. In other words, Rava said, there's a halacha, again, sukkah 101. A sukkah has to be a dira saroi. You can't have a sukkah that's more than 20 amas that's going to be a dira saroi. So you want to know why a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasur mam is possible? Because if it's such a big edifice, it's a strong, it must have some foundation, otherwise it's going to fall. So at that point, the sukkah is a dira skva. If it's a dira skva, that's why it's going to be possible. So again, normally Abaya told Rava, Elamiyata, says, Rava, is that true? A sukkah can't be a diras kva. So what would be if someone made a sukkah? Asa mechitzah shel barzel. If the sukkah chagavan. What if somebody took walls and the walls are made out of metal? You get hokhi nami liyavi sukkah. You can tell me it's not a sukkah. I never heard of such a thing. I heard a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla meyasur mam. But if shan in sukkah shigavoy l'mayla meyasur mam is what you're saying, that it's a diras kva and a sukkah cannot be a diras kva, a new halacha, these implications that can't be. They're not tenable. Amalei, so Rava told him, hokhi kramina loch. You have to tweak a little bit what I say. Ad chof amma, up until 20 amma, is the other moist diras diras aroi, which is a shear that someone can make a diras aroi. I mean, it's possible to make a diras aroi up to 20 amma. Ki avabe diras kva. You make it a diras kva, nami nafik, it's going to be okay. L'mayla michof amma, but more than 20 amas, the adam oisna diras a diras kva, where it's impossible to make it not a diras kva, then ki avadai diras aroi, nami nafik. Then if you make it as a diras aroi, the halacha is you're not going to be oisna. In other words, what Rava told Abaya was, I never said there's a halacha that a sukkah has to be a diras aroi. That's not what I'm saying. You can make a sukkah from mechitzah shel barzel, it's going to be fine. But when the Torah said that the sukkah has to be diras aroi, what it was saying was, it was defining the shear of the sukkah. It has to be a zasar sukkah that can be a diras aroi. But if you're making a sukkah that's impossible to be a diras aroi, it's too tall for it to be a diras aroi, that sukkah is going to be possible. So bepoyo, lemaisa, does it have to be a diras aroi? No. Does it have to be a diras? No. But at the same time, it has to be a shear where at the very least it can be a diras aroi. And once it's yoisim yasar mamu, it's not going to be okay. So in summation, on Amud Aleph, we had three pshatim in the Amiram from the first halach in the Masechta. Sukkah shehi gavoya l'mayla meyesur mamu psula. The question is, minani mili. Rabba, Rab Zeira, and Rava. Rabba said the reason is, it says in the Torah, l'man yedu dayrei seichem. And that means when you're sitting in a sukkah, you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. Know you're sitting in a sukkah means you have to see the schach. If it's more than 20 amas, you don't see the schach. The sukkah is going to be possible. Rab Zeira said, v'sukkah tia l'tzel yoyma mechayrev. The sukkah is supposed to protect you from the sun. Sukkah is supposed to provide shade. What does sukkah mean? Again, it means schach. So you need the schach to be providing shade. the walls are less than 20 amos, and the schach is playing a role in providing shade. If the walls are more than 20 amos, you don't have shade from the sukkah, because you don't have shade from the schach. As a result, it's going to be possible. Rava said a different halacha, because it's a halacha that a sukkah has to be a diras aroi. Now, it doesn't have to be a diras aroi, but at the very least, it has to be a shear where it can be a diras aroi. Once it's 20 amos, it cannot be a diras aroi, and based on that, it's going to be a problem. So zok de gemar, make a little cheshbonus now with all the different shitas. Kula karab le amri. I understand why all the other amirim, meaning Reb Zeira and Rava, didn't want to learn like Rava. What was Rava's pshat? Says the man yedu deris heichem. You have to know you're sitting in the sukkah. So the reason they didn't learn that way is because ahu yedia l'dayrisi. That has nothing to do with knowing you're sitting in a sukkah. That means that the reason we sit in a sukkah, like we mentioned, is so that the future generations will know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and when He took us out of Mitzrayim, b'sukkah yisei shafti as b'nei Yisrael. Meaning, l'man yedu is not telling me a halacha in hilcha sukkah. It's just explaining the reason you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. It has nothing to do with sukkah shigavoy l'may l'mayasra mamah. It has nothing to do with any halacha. So obviously, that can't be the makar. The reason Nami Ram didn't want to learn the Rabzeir, the reason Rabba and Rabba didn't want to learn the Rabzeir, it's not talking about yontif sukkahs. It's not talking about mitzvah sukkah. It's Yeshaya Perik Dalet. It's talking about Yemoisa Mashiach. It has nothing to do with us. Reb Zeira, I hear. So the Gemara pauses for a second and says, Reb Zeira, you have to answer that. Im kein lema krav the chuppah teil etzel yomim. Reb Zeira knew the pasuk is talking about Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach. He knew it wasn't talking about nowadays. But at the same time, he was bothered. Why did the Torah use the word sukkah? The more appropriate word would have been to use the word chuppah. Why did he use the word sukkah? See, he's invoking a halach and hilchis sukkah. Ma'i v'sukkah teil etzel yomim shana minotarti. The pashim shana in Yeshaya Perek Dalet. And also, this halach is what? Kerov and Amilei Amri. And Amiram didn't want to learn like Rava. What was Rava's pshat? That sukkah has to be a diras aroi, and the reason is mishum kushya da abaya, because they all thought abaya's kasha was a bomb kasha. At the end of the day, you're going to tell me a sukkah doesn't have to be a diras aroi. If sukkah has to be a diras aroi, how can you make a sukkah out of mechitza shel barzel? And Rava was able to get out of the kasha, so it doesn't really have to be a diras aroi, but it has to be azash shir that it could be a diras aroi. Amiram said, no, they weren't masking to that teretz, and that's why they didn't hold like Rava. Sok the gemar. So the Gemara now is going to bring a few different brises, Tanoim, Amiram, that said different things about a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar mamah. They qualified the halacha of sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar mamah psula, and based on that, the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether these Tanoim and Amiram held like Rabba, like Reb Zeira, like Rava, or we're going to see maybe like none of the above. Sok the Gemara. Command also hold on, Rav Yishayah, my Rav. So Rav Yishayah said in the name of Rav, Machloikis, this Machloikis, between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham, whether a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasimam is psula or is kosher, is bish. It's talking about where the tfanos, the walls, didn't go all the way up to the schach. Meaning the walls were tall, but it didn't make it all the way to the top. But if the walls go all the way up to the schach, then the halach is, even if it's the halach is, it's going to be kosher. As if to say, the only time the chum have a problem with the sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar mamah is if the wall doesn't go to the schach. It doesn't mean you have to rely on lavud, good achis, good asik, some of the sugis we're going to learn. But if it goes all the way to the top, no worries. It's not a problem. So the Gemara command Rabba. It must be like Rabba. The Omar Mishum Dolei Shnot Beinu. Rabba must have held like Rabba that the reason the sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar mamah is possible is because you don't look so high. For kiven the tfanis magiyas l'schach. And being that the walls over here go all the way up to the schach, Mishnot Shnot Beinu. So over here, the person is going to see, and Rashi explains that a person usually doesn't look so far up. But sometimes you look at the wall, again, this is the way it once was, and suddenly you'll follow the wall itself and look, how high does that wall go? So if it reaches schach on top, you're going to see the schach. Now if the tfanis are not megillas l'schach, so you're not going to see all the way. But if the tfanis are megillas l'schach, you're going to see it. So if we have a halacha that Rav said, that if the tfanis are megillas l'schach, you don't have to worry about a sukkah shigavoy l'mayel miyasar mamah, snuck the gemara, it must be that he held like Rab. Why? So let's just speak it out. If according to Rab Zeira, what's the problem with the sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar mamah? The schach is not providing any shade. This is vaita not going to provide any shade. According to Rava, it's so big that you can't make it a diras aroi. It's still so big, you can't make it a diras aroi. And Rabba can meher nachilik. And Rabba, you can say a swara that maybe a person doesn't usually look so high, but if somehow there's a connection between what's at your eye level and what's all the way in the Shnei Shamayim, maybe you are going to look so high. So if that's the case, Zokti Gemara, presumably if Rabbi Yoshi
Yeshia said this in the name of Rav, he must have held like Rav. Zok to Gemara, a similar memory. Come on, also hold on, Rav Huna, Rav. This Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Machloik is b'shem ba'el arba amas, al arba amas. The machloik is, again, between Rav Huna and the Chachamim. When did the Chachamim say that a sukkah should give away the ma'ilam yasum amas possible? That's if the sukkah is 4 amas by 4 amas. Not more. Aval yesh ba yoyse me arba amas al arba amas. But if the sukkah is more than 4 amas by 4 amas, afilu ma'il me'asar ma'amik shev. Even if it's more than 20 amas, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. So a different caveat, a different qualification to the halacha. Sukkah shigavay le ma'il me'asar ma'amis psula. But that's only if it's within 4 amas and 4 amas. But once it's more than 4 amas on 4 amas, on that time, by that everyone's going to say it's kosher. Zokimar command, Reb Zeir. Must be like Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir said that what's the problem with a sukkah that's lamayla meyaser mamo? There's no shade coming from the tzrach. Why? Because the shade is coming from the walls. No, even the revicha, it could sell sukkah. This is a much bigger sukkah. It's a much bigger sukkah. Right, Reb Zeir said that if the walls are 20 amas tall, you're not going to get any shade from the Tzrach. Really, it depends on the size of the sukkah, right? If it's a bigger sukkah, mechatesin. And that's really what Rav said. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the machloikis is, if it's arba amis must be, because he's going like shitas Rav Zeira, and according to Rav Zeira, it makes a difference. And again, just to speak it out, according to Rabba, you like shalta ba'ena, so it doesn't matter how wide the sukkah is. If dalet al dalet, if it's ches al ches, you're not looking so tall. According to Rava, Rava said it's a diras kva, it's not a diras aroi. You can't make a diras aroi so tall. It matters how big it is. According to Rav Zeira, you can hear a chilek, that if it's all about, is the schach providing shade? Ah, now you want to tell me, it already depends on the size of the sukkah. Maybe dalet al dalet is a problem, but yoisimi dalet al dalet is not going to be a problem. And one more, come on, also hold on, Rav Chanan bar Rabba on my Rav. This Rav Chanan bar Rabba said in the name of Rav. Machloik is saying, Machloik is saying, Machloik is saying, the Machloik is meaning, when did the Chachamim say that a sukkah should give away the Ma'ilam Yasser Ma'am is possible? That's only if it's not Machzekis, Elikin de Roshay, Verubah Vishalchanan. Meaning, the size of the sukkah is less than Dalet Amas al Dalet Amas. You can fit there, your head can fit there, and your table can fit there. Which, by the way, is Zayin Tfachim, Al Zayin Tfachim, which we'll see a lot more about in tomorrow's daf. But if the sukkah is so big that it can hold more than Roshay Verubay Vishalchanay, I feel Lamayla Meyasim Amik Sheira. Then, even if it's Lamayla Meyasim Amma, it's going to be cautious. The Gemara says, come on, who should that be true according to? So let's think. According to Rabbo, the man Yedu Derisechem, who cares if it's Zayin Al Zayin or if it's more than Zayin Al Zayin? The Maisi not looking so high. According to Rava, it's so tall, it can't be a diras aroi. So it should be a problem. Reb Zeira, you could hear, right? We said before Reb Zeira that the size of the sukkah maybe can play out and maybe can make a difference. But the Gemara is tining that over here, if this sukkah is more than Zayin al Zayin, at that point you want to tell me already that according to Reb Zeira it should be kosher? If Reb Zeira's problem is the schach is not providing any shade, the shade is coming from the walls, Zayin al Zayin is not going to be the inflection point. You want to tell me Dalet al Dalet, I mean, to us it sounds like 4 amas by 4 amas, Zayin Tfachim al Zayin Tfachim, right? They're just very small shiurim. But it makes a difference. So the Gemara says, I can hear Reb Zeira a little bit in Dalet al Dalet, honest. But to hear Reb Zeira in Zayin Tfachim al Zayin Tfachim, that I can't really hear. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If a sukkah should give away the ma'ilam yes from Amis Apostle, then what's the difference if it's Zayin Tfachim or more than Zayin Tfachim? I don't hear it according to Rabbah, I don't hear it according to Reb Zeira, I don't hear it according to Rabbah. So the Gemara says, come on, so who's it like? So the Gemara like Echad. It's like nobody. It's like nobody. So what's pshat? What, according to this shita, why is a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar am apostle? So Rashi doesn't say, but Tosfos says a pshat. Tosfos says that maybe the opinion of this shita is that the reason a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasar am apostle is because it's a lul shol tarnagoyla. If the walls are so tall and it's so narrow, it's nothing. It's not a diras kva, it's not a diras arai. It's a place for chickens. It's not a place for people. It's not a place for human beings. And as a result, it's an ishkain sukkah. It's felt in the sukkah, not because of the schach, not because of the walls, not because of good achis, not because of love, not because of doifin akuma. It's a problem because it's pasha for chickens. And the yid has to sit in a sukkah, chachik v'yamech. And as a result, this is not a sukkah, it's a lul shaltar negoyim. No, so in up till Zayin Tvachim, it's a lul shaltar negoyim. Once it's more than Zayin Tvachim, at that point, it's not a lul shaltar negoyim. So the Gemara is going to make one last cheshbon. We'll stop daf a little short, but the Gemara is going to make one last cheshbon in terms of what we just said. Zok to Gemara. So we had three qualifications as far as the halachma of sukkah shigavoya l'may l'miyasimam of psula. The first one was Rabbi Yoshia in the name of Rav. The second one was Rav Huna in the name of Rav. And the third one was Rav Chanan bar Rabba
in the name of Rav. Rav Yoishniya said, Sukkah Shikavoy Lamad Miyasun Rav Mepsula. Not always. If the Tfanis of Magidas Laschach, it's going to be Goshen. Rav Huna said, Sukkah Shikavoy Lamad Miyasun Rav Mepsula. He says, no, not so fast. That's only if it's not more than Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis. If it's Yoisimi Dalad al Dalad, then it's going to be Goshen. And Rav Chana bar Rabbah said, Sukkah Shikavoy Lamad Miyasun Rav Mepsula. No. Maybe not. It depends. Only if it's Zayin Tvachim, Zayin Tvachim, it's Azatzik, Kvetch the Sukkah. But if it's a little bit higher than that, at that point it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara makes a little cheshem. Bishlam, mid Rav Yoshia, pligad Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah. Rav Yoshia for sure is arguing with Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah. I mean, what does he mean? But the Gemara means to say is Rav Yoshia, Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah for sure saw the halach of Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyasir Mama Psula as being different. Meaning, according to Rav Yoshia, Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyasir Mama, the Gemara said is because of Rabbah, Laman Yedu Dereseichem. And therefore, it makes a difference if the walls go all the way up. Then you may look. If they don't go all the way up, then you're not going to look. As opposed to Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah, they came up with not a qualification of whether the walls go all the way up to the schach, but rather is it the sukkah dalad amas al dalad amas, is it zayin tvachim al zayin tvachim, a different caveat. So clearly they're arguing in terms of their understanding of the halach of sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasir mamah, which is what the Gemara said. The Gemara said Rav Yoshia for sure held like Rabbah, the Gemara said Rav Huna for sure held like Rav Zeira, and the Gemara said Rav Chana bar Rabbah held like nobody. But the bottom line is this for sure machlik is going on. And the Gemara just speaks it out. Inu kayav yeshura b'mishcha, v'yu like kayav shiura b'mishcha. Right, this for sure a machlik is going on in Sukkah Shikavoy L'mayla Miyasir Mamah, because Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah talking about how big is the sukkah, and Rav Yoshin, he doesn't care about how big the sukkah is. He just cares about, you know, the walls going all the way to the top, or they're not going all the way to the top. But the Gemara says, Al Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rabbah, but as it relates to Rav Huna and Rav Chana bar Rabbah, where we assume for sure they're arguing in the halachas of Sukkah Shigavoy L'mayla Miyasir Mamah, says the Gemara, is that muchach? Name a behech shesuk bilka miflagi. Maybe really the crux of this machloik is what's the minimum shir sukkah? The Mar Sava one held hech shesukah b'arba amas, that the minimum shir sukkah has to be dalad amas. Mar Sava the other one held hech shesukah b'machsekes roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay, that the minimum shir sukkah is whether it's machsekes roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay. So we're going to see again in tomorrow's daf that there were three shitas what the minimum size of a sukkah has to be. Roishay v'rubay, which is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, Rosh Rubin Shulchanai, which is Zayin tvachim by Zayin tvachim, or Dalad Amas al Dalad Amas. So the Gemara says that maybe there's really no real fundamental machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chana bar Rabbah. Rather, what they're arguing about is what's the minimum shir sukkah? Okay, and then, and they're arguing about, they both agree that a sukkah shikavai l'mayim yasir mam is possible in terms of the minimum shir of what the sukkah is. The machloikis is what is the minimum shir sukkah. And that's why he qualified it as being yoiser mi roish and viru v'shulchanoi, and he qualified it as being yoiser mi dalad adal. But the Gemara is just suggesting that maybe the essence of the machloikis is more, or at least where the machloikis started, is what's the minimum shir sukkah? Is the minimum shir sukkah zayin al zayin, or is the minimum shir sukkah dalad amas al dalad amas? The Gemara says, loy, it's not muchach, because the kuli amin, maybe everybody holds hech sukkah roish and viru v'shulchanoi. Maybe everybody holds the minimum shir sukkah is roish and viru v'shulchanoi zayin tvachim al zayin. What's the machlekes over here? Tamar Snover, the machlek is Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane Pligi. He held the machlekes of Yudha Chachamim is where it's machlek is Rosh of Vishokhane, Abu Yosem, Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane, and Divya called Sherman holds his kosher. Umar Snover, Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane, and Dalin Amis Pligi. He held to know that the machlekes is from Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane up until Dalin Amis, meaning if it's less than Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane, it's anyways possible. But from Rosh of Ruba Vishokhane until Dalin Amis, that's where the machlekes is, Abu Yosem, Dalin Amis. But if it's more than Dalin Amis, Divya called Shera, everybody's going to hold that it's going to be kosher. Bottom line is the Gemara is going to continue on this theme in tomorrow's daf, so we'll recap it a little bit better then. But what we have for now is that Sukkah Shigavoy L'mayla Miyasir Mamah is Psula. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Why isn't Sukkah Shigavoy L'mayla Miyasir Mamah possible? So we thought we had 3 pshat, and really we have 4 pshat. Rabbi said it's because Laman Yedu there is Seichen, Kibasukkah Seishafti, when a person sitting in a sukkah, he has to know he's sitting in a sukkah. Knowing you're sitting in a sukkah means you see the schach. Up until 20 amos, you see the schach. Yoisim Yasir Mamah, at that point, you're not seeing the schach. Rabbi Zeiru said, because the chefts of a sukkah is it provides shade, it protects from the sun. Up until 20 amos, the schach is protecting. Yoisim Yasir Mamah, the protection's coming from the walls. So it's not a sukkah. Rabbi said, a sukkah has to be a size where if you wanted to make a dirasara, you couldn't have made a dirasara. Up until 20 amos, you can make such a sukkah. Yoisim Yasir Mamah, it inevitably is going to have to be a diraskva. And then there was another pshat that emerged from what Rabbi Chanan bar Rabbah said on Amidays in the name of Rav, and that is if a sukkah is going to be Yoisim Yasir Mamah, and it's very narrow, it's going to stop looking like a sukkah. Gemara came out with nafgaminas in these pshatim. Different amiram had different qualifications in terms of the halach of sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasrim amo psula, and really depending on Rabba, Rab Zeira, Rava, Rab Chanan bar Rabba, Amarav, that would determine what those qualifications would be. So just one ha'ara as it relates to a little bit of divrei psicha regarding sukkah. Not too long. That is, so why do we sin in a sukkah? It says in the Torah, "L'man yedu d'reiseichem ki b'sukkah yisai shafti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisam in Mitzrayim." The truth is, something as simple and as straightforward as why do we sit in a sukkah, the most basic mitzvah that we have in the Torah, was really the subject of a machloikis tanam. The tanam didn't have a clear messiah what it even meant. So Yidu was sitting in Sukkis, Mamish, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, yet the Tanoim one day came into Beis Medrash and they said, why do we sit in a Sukkah? It says in the Torah, ki besukkah say shafti? What does that even mean? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean? It says besukkah. You know what a Sukkah is? We sit in a Sukkah. Sukkis Mamish, when the Yidu left Mitzrayim, they were in the desert, it was really, really hot, and they had to sit in a Sukkah to protect them from the sun. So they made Sukkahs when they were in the Midbar. As a result, Zecha to the Sukkahs, we sit in the Sukkahs as well. Rabbi Eliezer said that's not the reason. We're making a Yontif to remember the fact that we sat in a Sukkah? Why is that Yontif worthy? The reason we make a Yontif is because when the Yidu were in the Midbar, they were protected not just by Schach, they were protected by the Anani HaKavod. The Yidden had a Anani HaKavod that guided them during the day, and then they had the Amud Esh at night, and as a zeichen to the Anani HaKavod, we sit in a Sukkah. So Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer, you can ask me, so for 7 days we should sit in Anani HaKavod. Halavai, but we don't have Anani HaKavod. So instead, what we do is we make a Sukkah Shal Mitzvah, and that's our Anani HaKavod. But we're not sitting in a Sukkah to remember the fact that the Yidden sat in a Sukkah. The Sukkah is the Moshel. The nimshul is not Anani Yaakov. No, it's machloik is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, why we sit in a sukkah. Quint Rabbi Akiva, when it says in the Torah, Kibbutzukkah is a shafti, it's Bazukkah's mamish. Quint Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with sukkahs. Why would you make a yantah for that? But rather, it's a zecher la Anani Yaakov. Now, we know the rule. If there's a machloik is anybody in Rabbi Eliezer, unless proven otherwise, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. We know another rule. If it's a machloik is Rabbi Akiva in anybody, unless proven otherwise, we pass with Rabbi Akiva. Halachic Rabbi Akiva may chaver. We always pass with Rabbi Akiva. Yet, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, we never pass with Rabbi Eliezer. But when it comes to this machloikis, Rashi and Chumash, and the Ramban Alat Torah, and the Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, they all say, Ke'ishecha Belevech, and all the Rishonim say, that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. And when we sit in a Sukkah, the reason we sit in a Sukkah is keep a Sukkah say Shafti, because we didn't left Mitzrayim, we had Anani HaKavod. And it's important to know this, because it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Deiresechem, you have to know why you're sitting in a Sukkah. I mean, this is from the few mitzvahs where it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu. See, you have to know. So do we pass on Rabbi Eliezer? Do we pass on Rabbi Akiva? So over here, we're not going to have to wait for Mashiach to come to pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer today. We sit in a Sukkah, Zecher L'Anani HaKavod. It's Yodua that the Chidah asked the bomb kasha. It's a basic kasha, but it's a bomb kasha. That is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden three matanas toivos. We had man, we had the Be'er Shem Miriam, and we had the Anani HaKavod. There was no food in the Midbar, so we had the man. There was no water in the Midbar, so we had the Be'er Shem Miriam. And there was no way for us to be protected in the Midbar, so we had Anani HaKavod. It's afraid to Chidah. If these were three matanas, and Chazal talk about these three matanas, so why is it that we have a yontif, zecher Anani HaKavod, and there's no yontif, zecher to the man, and there's no yontif, zecher to the bear? So the Chidah says the Pashta Teretz. He says the man was a beautiful miracle, it was matana, so was the be'er, and so was the Anani HaKavod. But there was a difference between the man and the be'er, and the Anani HaKavod. The Yidden were going to be in the Midbar for 40 years. You have to eat. You can't survive if you don't eat. As a result, Hashem had no choice. He gave us bread. You're going to be in the Midbar for 40 years, there's no water, so you're going to have to drink. So there was a Be'er Shel Miriam. The man and the Be'er, as much as they were matanois toivois, and as miraculous as they were, Hashem, on some level, had no choice if he was going to keep us alive, but to provide it for us. As a result, it doesn't merit a yontif. As opposed to Anani HaKavod, we didn't have to have Anani HaKavod. So Anani HaKavod was 100% a gift that Hashem gave us, that He really did not have to give us. And it's for that reason we make a yontif, zeicha l'Anani HaKavod, but we don't make a yontif, zeicha for the man, and we don't make a yontif, zeicha for the be'er. But I think there's another teretz that you could say to the Chidah's kasha, and it's really based on raid that comes from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And that is, there's another very famous kasha that everyone needs to revisit every year before Sukkot. And that is, we sit in a sukkah. Why? Because when Yidden left Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us Sukkot. Or Hashem gave us Anan Yaakovim. When did we leave Mitzrayim? We left Mitzrayim Tesvav Nisan. We left Mitzrayim on Pesach. So why do we celebrate Sukkot and Chodesh Tishrei? It's Poshet Mechusar Havana. It has no pshat. We eat matzah on Tesvav Nisan. Marer, Dalet Kaisis, Vigadat Levincha, we have the Leila Seder, we do all the Dairises, the Rabbanans, we have the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach when we left Mitzrayim. Because we left Mitzrayim and we had Sukkot, therefore, Tesvav Tishrei, pick that day, we're going to sit in a Sukkot. So it's the Torah's Kasha. And the Torah says a Teretz. The Torah says that when a Yid remembers a miracle, it's important that he's mefaris in the nest, that people see, acknowledge that he's doing something special. If a Yid would sit in a sukkah, Tesvav Nisan, the weather's perfect, it's beautiful outside, Tzikishmak Azach, there'd be no Pesumin Nisan. It wouldn't be obvious that you're sitting L'Shem Mitzvah. So, therefore, the Torah said, don't do it when the weather is nice. Wait until the weather starts getting a little murky. Then already, it's not so Gishmak. So then you'll sit in a sukkah. But the point is, said the Torah, that the reason we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkah is Chodesh Tishrei and not Chodesh Nisan was for a practical reason. It's like this, it should be more nicker that the reason we're sitting in a sukkah is related to the fact that ki besukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael. But the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, says another teretz. The Vilna Gaon is on Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, and he says, Kedarkoi, Dvarim, Nefloim, V'nistarim, B'nigla u'b'nistar, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim. And specifically, he's explaining the first four psukim. So the first, says the Vilna Gaon, the first four psukim of Shir HaShirim are keneged four Yomim Tovim. He says the first pasuk is keneged Pesach, the second pasuk Shavuos, the third pasuk is Sukkot, and the fourth pasuk is Shmini Atzeres. The first pasuk is Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. On Pesach, the Yidden sang Shira, As Yashvi Moshe. It's a remez to the Yontif of Pesach. The second Pesach, Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyayin. What's the Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu? That's the Torah, it's the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a remez to Shavuos. The third pasuk, which is a little bit of a harder pasuk, L'reach Shemonecha Toivim, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Alkein Alomois Ahevucha. So Ayin Shom in the Vilna Gaon, he says why that pasuk is Mishkan, 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 which he says means Sukkot, as we'll see in a second. And as it relates to the fourth pasuk, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Heviyani Hamelech Hadarov, that's referring to Shmini Atzeres, that's the time, the Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch, we have a Suda Ketana, that's Heviyani Hamelech Hadar. So says the Vilna Gaon, the four pasukim are a reference to the four Yom Tov. But the truth is that Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Dalet are very clear. Gimel is not so clear. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloim, oh, that's Shira. Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu, that's Torah. Haviyani HaMelech HaDorav, that's Shmini Atzeres. L'Reach Shmonecha Toivin, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Alkein Alom Yisai Avucha, doesn't seem to be such a remez to Sukkot. It says it in the Gaon. It's not a remez to Sukkot. It's a remez to the Mishkan. Mishkan is connected to Sukkot. He says, why? He says, because why do we sit in a sukkah? Zeichel Anani Yaakovin. So the Gaon says, I'm going to be Megala Soy to you. And the truth is, a very big chiddush, and you had to be the Vilna Gaon in the 18th century to say a chiddush like this, only the Vilna Gaon could say. He says that after when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they got Anani Yaakovin. But then they worshipped the eagle. And when they worshipped the eagle, they fell levels. So much so, Hashem said, you're not getting the Anani Yaakovin anymore. You're not getting that special connection with me and you. Yeah, before the Chet Eagle, there was a bond. Now, there's going to be a Malach that's going to lead you. At this point, you're not going to have any more. You're not going to have any more the Anani Yaakovin. When did the Yidden get the Anani Yaakovin back? When they started building the Mishkan. He says, when they started building the Mishkan, that's when they got the Anani Yaakovin. Says the Vilna Gaon, okay, what does that have to do with Sukkot? He says, because you know when the Yidden started building the Mishkan? He says, on Tesvav Tishrei. That's the day that they started building the Mishkan. He makes a cheshbon. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up after the Shviras HaLuchos to be Mekabel the Luchos Shnius. 40 days, finally, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, which happened on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu finally came down with the Luchos Shnius. Hashem said that, now that I forgave you, you have the Luchos Shnius, go build the Mishkan. The next day, Vayakel Moshe, Parshas Vayakel happened, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the Yidden and he tells them there's a mitzvah, V'yikuli Truma V'shachanti B'zayim. Now you're going to go ahead and you're going to have a Mishkan. The Pasuk says that the Yidden brought what they had to bring, Ba'boikin Ba'boikin. This was a 48-hour campaign. Ba'boikin Ba'boikin. So they, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha was Yud, Yud Aleph, Vayakel Moshe, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, That was Mabayker, Mabayker. Okay, now Moshe has Tchelus, he has Argom, he has Telashon, he has Zov, Kesem, Nechayshet. He had a distributor. So he spent the day distributing. He gave it to all the Chachamim and all the people that were involved in the Malach HaMishkan. That was on Yudal. The next day, Tesuav Tishrei, says the guy, and they started building the Mishkan. So he says, you want to know when they started building the Mishkan? They started building the Mishkan on Tesuav Tishrei. He says, that's the connection between this pasuk of L'reach Shmonecha, Toivim Shemet Durek Shmecha, Kein Alamas HaYavucha. What does it have to do with Sukkot? Because it's Mishkan. And there's a connection between Mishkan and Sukkot. Why? Because Sukkot is Eichel Anani HaKovid. We had it, then we lost it, we got it back the day they started building the Mishkan, and that happened on Tesvav Tishrei. It says the guy, with this, Ubazem Mituritz, with this you can answer Masha Hikshu. You can ask one of the most difficult kashas in the whole Torah. We sing in the Sukkah Tesvav Tishrei. Why? Tiba Sukkah says Shafti as B'nai Yisrael, where the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Frank, Zok the Vilna Goyen, and everybody asks, Masha Hikshu, everyone asks the kasha that I don't understand. We left Mitzrayim and Nisan. So why are we waiting until Tishrei to celebrate the Yontif? Says the Goyen, it's true, the Yidden left Mitzrayim and Nisan. And when the Yidden left Mitzrayim and Nisan, they got the Anani Akar, but then they lost it. Then they got it back. When they get it back, Tesvav Tishrei. And that's why on this day, Kibesukas Eishavtis B'nai Yisrael, that's the day that we remember the Anani Akar. Dvarim Niflaim, literally, Divrei Nevi'ahs from the Goyen. He says there's a direct connection to the Anani Akar and to the Yontif and the date of Tesvav Tishrei, because this is a day of Anani HaKovid. So the truth is, just to dig a little deeper, and that is, so what did the Goyim just do? The Goyim solved the riddle, right? We can't understand why on Tesvav Tishrei we have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. Keep a sukkah, say Shafti, that happened Tesvav Nisan. So the Goyim just explained it. He said the reason is because really there wasn't one Zman of Anani HaKovid, there were two Zmanim of Anani HaKovid. He had the Zman of Anani HaKovid that was Tesvav Nisan, there was another Zman of Anani HaKovid, Tesvav Tishrei. Okay, so now the question is, why Tesvav Tishrei? Why not Tesvav Nisan? Okay, you had two options. You have to pick one. So maybe this is the one we picked. But in the Magia of the Vilna Goyen on Shir HaShirim, which was written by Rebbe Leo Koyen, he's the son of HaGoyen HaGadol, Rav David Koyen Shlita, the Rashiv and Chevron. So he's Meirich, and he proves from Torah, from the Vilna Goyen, that the reason we picked Tesvav Tishrei, the Torah did, and not Tesvav Nisan, isn't just, so there's two options, we have to pick one, so we're going to pick that one, punkt, it's the second one. It's much deeper, and really gets to the core of what Sukkot is all about, and we're going to end with this. And that is, it brings from the Siddur Hagra in the Pirish Siach Yitzchak. So the Siach Yitzchak was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin. Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and he wrote a Pirish, and it's a lot based on the Torah of the Vilna Goyen. So the Siach Yitzchak says as follows, Ato b'chartanu mikolo amin, ahafto isanu, v'rotzi sabanu. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin, Ato b'chartanu mikolo amin, ahafto isanu, v'rotzi sabanu, going connected to three regalim. Ato b'chartanu mikolo amin is Pesach. That's when we became a nation. Ato b'chartanu, you chose us from all the nations. Ahafto isanu, you loved us, you gave us the Torah. V'ratzisa banu, says Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin in the Siddur Agra, V'ratzisa banu, that's the Yontif of Sukkot. He says why? He says because on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave the Yidden for the Chet Ha'Egel. V'yayim Rashem solachti kidvarecha. But even though the Yidden were forgiven, but at the same time, they were still dealing with the ramifications of the Chet Ha'Egel. L'moshel, after the Chet Ha'Egel, they lost the Anani HaKavit. This was the Vilna Goyen's big Chiddush. They didn't get it back. And because they didn't get it back, it's even though they were forgiven, Ablamaisen, they were still missing. They still didn't have it. When did they get Anani HaKovid back? Said the Vilna Goyen, they got it back on Tesvav Tishrei. Tesvav Tishrei was when it was Virotzi Sabanu. What is Virotzi Sabanu? That's when the Yidden became Mirutza. They weren't just forgiven. Now they were Mirutza Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now they were taken back. And Hashem said, you know what? This is 100% behind us. I'm going to make believe this never, ever happened. So not only are you forgiven, don't worry, I'm not going to come after you. Not only is this some business relationship, we'll figure out a way to get along. This is Virotzisabon, it's over, it's done. Whatever happened, happened, and we're going to start all over again. And the truth is, to appreciate what the Siach Yitzchak is saying, you have to hear one paragraph from Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoin is talking about Tshuva. This is in the Shara Rishnoi. It's Ois Membeis. He says, V'oid yispalo bala Tshuva el Hashem, limchois ka'ov pshav v'cha'ono chatoisav. He says about Tshuva should daven to the Eivishto that he should wipe away his averes. V'sheyach po'itzpoi. But Hashem should warn him. V'yirtzeyu. And he should be merutza. V'yayoser loy. and he should treat him kasher im loy chata, as if he never did the avera. Inyan shakasa b'divrei alu al balatshuva acharei hayisurim yeter alikavei yartev. Ki Yitochin says the Ravina Yonah. Here's the punchline: it's possible for a person to do an avera, to do tshuva. Hashem is going to accept this tshuva. However, liyos ha'avay nislach, the avera is going to be wiped away. Finiftim and hayisurim, no punishments. Umikol gzera, no gzeras. Oh, but the ein l'Hashem chefetz by. But he could still be in a position where David says, you know what, it's fine, but I don't ever want to see you again. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in your davening, I'm interested in your learning, I'm interested in your mitzvahs. I'm done, I hear, I understand. We'll figure out a way to get along. But at the same time, he can come to a point where his mincha, that's always supposed to be l'ratzen, his mincha is going to be lo yiratzen. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, but the tzaddikim understand that the greatest thing in the world is l'hafik ratzen me'ashem v'sheyach v'etzbehem. And says Rabbeinu, even after you do tshuva, you're bal tshuva, you did tshuva on all daveris, you spalo bal tshuva, that what? Sheyach v'etzbehem. For your tseyu. Because otherwise, you're really missing. And this is a theme that Rabbeinu Yonah talks about in different places as well. And that's this idea. He says a lashon in Ois Yud, Umahoy ilo b'chol kinyoneha. What is anything worth? Imra be'enei adoyneha. If a person in the eyes of Hashem is raw, Hashem doesn't want to see him. A person can do tshuva, zaveris can be wiped away, but it's a transactional relationship. It's for a person to come back to where he was, where Hashem loves him, where it's mamish as if it never happened. For that, you need a special tefillah. That's a special knetch. That's another level. And that's what Virotzis Obanu is. It said Ramaltzin, that when the Yidin, on Yom Kippur, got kaparus, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, the balance sheet was clean. It was done. Everything was accepted. You have nothing to worry about anymore. There's nothing outstanding. But at the same time, there was no Anania Kovid. So they weren't Merutza. You know, when they got Ritzui, when did it go to the point where they went back to a place where they were Merutza Be'ini HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where they felt Hashem wanted them, when they got the Anania Kovid back? When did that happen? That was Tesvav Tishrei. That's why the Yontif of Sukkis is Virotzis Obanu. So Atu B'chartonu Mikol Amim, that's Pesach. Ahavto Isanu, that's Shavuos. Virotzis Obanu, what's Virotzis Obanu? Virotzis Obanu, that's the Yontif of Sukkis. But this gives us a whole different understanding of what Sukkis is. On Sukkis, we got the Anani HaKovid back. That's true. So you want to know technically what happened on Sukkis? We got the Anani HaKovid. But on a deeper level, the significance of getting the Anani HaKovid back was Virotzis Obanu. That's what it was. They didn't sin. They did the Chet HaEgel. It looked like it was all over. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to pull it off. It wasn't easy. This was a moifus from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was able to save Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. But it wasn't done yet. It wasn't over yet. Then they got the Anani HaKovid back. So the Anani HaKovid in and of itself was a miracle. That's a miracle that's worthy of a holiday. But that's not the tiefkeit of the Yontif of Sukkis. The tiefkeit of the Yontif of Sukkis is that we got the Anani HaKovid back despite the fact that it was a Chet HaEgel, despite the fact that Hashem really didn't want to give us the Anani HaKovid back. For that we needed not only Vayayim Hashem Salach Kidvarecho, but we needed the Nirtzoloi L'chaper. We needed that our tshuva should be Oilo L'Rotzoi. It should be a mincha that's Oilo L'Rotzoi. And that happened on Sukkis. So why is it that the Yontif of Sukkis is on Tesvav Tishrei, not Tesvav Nisan? Oh, because it's a Zman of Anani HaKovid. Very nice. The guy was Mechadish. It's a Zman of Anani HaKovid. But Tesvav Nisan is like a Zman of Anani HaKovid. So how do you know which one to pick? It's because the Yontif is not just Zeichel Anani HaKovid. The Yontif is Zeichel to Virotzis Obanu. It's what the getting the Anani HaKovid back represented. That's what it's all about. And that happened with the second Anani HaKovid. That didn't happen with the first Anani HaKovid. It's Lefizah, it's Poshit, it's Miyushav, the Chidas Kasha. Chidas, the Kasha, there were three Matanis Tovis. You had the Mon, you had the Be'er Shal Miriam, and you had the Anani HaKovid. So he said, why did you make a Yontif only Zeichel Anani HaKovid? You should make a Yontif Zeichel to the Mon also. You should make a Yontif Zeichel to the Be'er too. Oh, the Teretz is the Mon and the Be'er, we never lost. It's miracles, right? We're not making a Yontif Zeichel to the miracle. If we were making a Yontif as a Zeichel to the miracle, then we'd make the Yontif on Tesvav Nisan. The reason we're making the Yontif is because of the Virotzis Obanu. In other words, Sukkis is part of the continuum of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, and then Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha, and then Sukkis is the day of Virotzis Obanu. It's the same Avodah. Once we understand that, we understand why Sukkis is a Zman of Tshuva Me'ahava. We'll talk about that in another Reid Bite. And then we understand a little bit why Yishraya Yishana L'mancha L'keinu Hashana. What does it have to do with Sukkis? Sukkis is Zman Tzum Chaseinu and the Beitzach and then Yishana Rabbi. You understand a little bit better. But this is the Pesach. The Pesach is because the Yontif of Sukkis is Zeichel Anani HaKovid. But it's not just Zeichel to the fact that once upon a time we had Anani HaKovid. It's Zecher to the fact that we lost Ananiya Kovin, we got it back. Sukkot is all about Rotzis Obanu, like Rav Maltzin said, from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Goyen, at the Brachat Tonim Kol Amim is Pesach, after Isanu is Shavuos, Rotzis Obanu, two words. You want to know what Sukkot is in two words? Sukkot is Rotzis Obanu.